I did it my way. Or what is a man? What has he got? If not himself, then he has not to say the words he truly feels.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show. That's kind of you. I have found wonderful irony in today's show with our music. We talked about Sinatra in teen rap, and here we had Elvis Presley doing Sinatra's classic My Way. We talked about Willie Nelson in Family Financial Matters, and we had his song that many of you probably don't know. He wrote Crazy recently, was the last one of the last songs on the bumpers for our show, which was, of course, originally performed by Patsy Cline. And then another one of our guests, I believe it was Pastor Drew or maybe Wayne Levine, talked about the good and the bad and the ugly of Heroes. And we had the theme song for that great Serge Leone. What's his Sione? Serge Leone. I forget his name. Leone is his last name, but the movie was called The Good, the Bad, the Ugly, and the theme was quite extraordinary. So a lot of funny coincidences. I want to remind you to please like the A Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. And you can find any of my shows, any of my columns at BruceAllen.com. Speaking of BruceAllen.com, I have a book coming out called A Dad's Point of View, We Are Half the Equation. Diane and Michael Medved wrote the foreword, and they said, among other things, Dad's Point of View isn't only about parenthood. It's about the complex pieces that combine to form a complete life. It includes issues everyone recognizes but not everyone discusses, though they should, like holidays, the role of faith, family dinners, guy friends, man-woman differences, and the big stuff, such as feelings of failure and the meaning of life. My old and wonderful good friend Stan Lee of Marvel Comics, he wrote about the book. Bruce's fascinating look at the ups and downs of parenting reminds me of Marvel Comics. There, too, we choose not to hide the blemishes of life, but to discuss them in an entertaining and helpful manner. Must reading for all parents and would-be parents. I could go on and sing the praises of my book, but I hope you will just choose to go to the Bruce Allen store or the store at BruceAllen.com and read about it yourself and listen to the wonderful commercial that I did with Groucho Marx, which we also referenced. So it's been all sorts of funny coincidences on this show, which I really enjoy. You can pre-order it, and you get a special deal right now that includes an exclusive poster if you order it at the store at BruceAllen.com. On another topic, I do a column, several columns for a website called Boomer Tech Talk. That's boomer like in baby, tech like in technology, talk like in talk or show, talk radio. And I just wrote a new one under the heading of Boomer Parenting Tips about Internet safety. And I believe Internet safety is one of those topics that isn't talked about near enough. And our kids are at great risk on the internet, and a lot of parents just like to hide their heads in the sand and not be aware of the risks and dangers of the internet. So I would urge you to learn about it. Go to BoomerTechTalk.com and read that column, or find out however you want to find out about it. But internet safety and our kids is very important. Another thing I did on Boomer Tech Talk is we have a comic strip. It's called It's a Tech World After All, and the current one is a totally self-deprecating one about the dad character, who's not me, selling his book to a stranger on a chairlift to the total embarrassment of his son. And you can find that in the family section at BoomerTechTalk.com, and if you make a comment, I will be very grateful. But more importantly, go buy the book, BruceAllen.com, and you can buy the book. Next week's topic will be, as usual, based on my A Dad's Point of View column of the week. This one is called Love is Saying No. It's not as easy as you think, and it is a great way to show love, and I mean that towards your kids. I don't think you're allowed to say no to your wife, but you have to say no to your kids. Questions of any nature are encouraged for each show, and you can write me whenever you would like at bruce@bruceallen.com. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, who's about to give me another finger. I think he wants me to talk a little longer. You think that's hard for me, Richard? Second, my cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who's the station manager here at my home station, KZSB AM 1290. I have to tell you once again how much I adore Les, who has been a guiding godfather to me. I'm not sure he would like the idea that he is perceived in any way as that old, but he is. He really is. He's that old. Next week, as I said, will be a very good topic. Do go read Charlie Sheen is a great parenting model. I am very proud of that column, and you'll enjoy the pictures that come with it, too. Great picture of Sandy Koufax in action and a classic one of our late president, JFK. I want to thank you again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.